One of the challenges of managing effective and productive federal workers today, maintaining a diverse workforce. Earlier today, the Homeland Security Department convened its first ever diversity forum for women who work in the agencies that make up DHS. The forum was held at the National Museum for Women in the Arts, wonderful building. During that workshop, during one of the sessions, Federal News Radio's Max Kakis spoke with Vicki Brooke. She's Deputy Chief Human Capital Officer for DHS and an organizer of the event. And Max asked Ms. Brooks what they hope to accomplish with today's forum.
This forum provides perhaps twofold opportunity. One, this is an opportunity for us to pay tribute to women and their successes in the workplace, and that many first successes will be an opportunity to provide women mentors that they can look to in terms of the challenges that they have in the workplace and able to navigate and to be able to move forward and within the organization. And when you talk of many firsts that women are taking opportunities to do, we look at our own secretary. Janet DiPolitano is the first secretary of Department of Homeland Security. And women then, believe it or not, we do like to check with each other to say, hey, how did you do it? How were you able to navigate and balance the day-to-day work life along with the family life and the challenges of children, other issues that you are still successful in the workplace? So by providing this forum and this opportunity, it gives one of those benchmarks. The other is to also look at challenges and provide more of an educational and awareness for individuals in the workplace around what women are dealing with, not only women, but how women navigate equates to how well they're doing within their family environment as well. Mm-hmm. So this forum, as I said, a first of many that we hope will provide that educational awareness, that will provide an elevation of women in terms of what opportunities are out there for them, and that they have a forum, a mentorship, and an avenue to go to when they have those many questions.
Mm-hmm. Vicki, I'm wondering, have we sort of reached a tipping point in the number of women who are in federal service now, where those kinds of considerations that maybe affect women, federal workers, where considerations of work life, of balancing career, is that showing up in a significant way as far as you've seen in federal workplaces?
Well, I think if you look at a couple of things are happening, you know, during these economic times, we have situations where more men are leaving the workplace due to the economy, and women are in jobs typically that they're still working. We have more women coming into the workplace. And so the challenges that they are faced with in that environment is really focused around work-life balance and work-life initiatives to allow them to navigate long commutes, to allow them to navigate a sick child, to allow them to consider situations when they're not only looking at taking care of children and getting them off to daycare, but also it may be an elderly parent that we're now talking about what's called the sandwich generation. And back to your question, Max, the White House had a women's summit a few months ago, headed up by First Lady Michelle Obama, where she talked about these very work-life issues, where she said, if you look, 8 out of every 10 women are the ones that are making those decisions around daycare, around finances, around health care, around all the family situations, that they are really the decision makers. And when they're trying to handle those issues along with being a productive member of the federal government, it can be a real struggle. And so this forum is looking to what our president had put into place, called the White House Council for Women and Girls, what he asked us to do is to look at those policies that you have in your agencies that may be impacting women and family issues. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to do with this forum today, is we want to start looking at our own council within DHS, mm-hmm. to start pulling together a variety of best practices, a variety of perhaps policies. Either we look at our current policies that may be compromising what we want to do good, as well as what policies do we currently don't have that we need to put in place that will support women in the workplace. Mm-hmm.
Federal News Radio's Max Kakis with Vicki Brooks. She is Deputy Chief Human Capital Officer with the Homeland Security Department. And Max joins us right here, right now, live. So, Max, what are some of the challenges here in, and I'm more familiar with the tech workforce, where there's a lot of conversation about how you go to a lot of these tech sessions, and it's mostly men.
Right.
And I'm not exactly sure why. What are some of the challenges here
for women?
Yeah, in general.
Yeah, in general. Well, in this case, as Vicki Brooks told us, Chris, they're trying to address some of the real, very real challenges that women have. For one thing, here's an example. I asked Vicki Brooks to talk about something that I'd heard at one of the human capital management seminars that I went to not too long ago. And a fellow there sort of raised up his hand and he said, "Telework, that's another one of those women benefits, right?" He said
wow.
This in an open forum.
Wow.
And of course, you know, telework, because it's something that is considered an amenity, we talk all the time about the fact that there's still a lot of old attitudes about, you know, the kinds of things that you extend to workers to help them make them more productive and to help them balance their work life. Telework is seen as a female sort of a work benefit, just as parental leave. Parental leave. Remember, we had the big debate in Congress a year ago about expanding paid parental leave to federal workers. And it was immediately roundly criticized as something that women predominantly take for granted. But in Europe, there are more men who take advantage of paid parental leave than women in both the public and private sector. So there's this a perception, for one thing, that there are certain kinds of things that are women oriented as kind of work life priorities, when in fact they're things that men take advantage of and tend to come to value after a certain amount of time. So this forum today, they said this is going to be the first of a number that they're going to try, and they want to have a nice venue where they can regularly talk about the challenges that women face.